Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from SDN NFV World Congress in The Hague, and I'm joined by Maury Lin, Director of Embedded System Products at Supermicro. Welcome, Maury.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
So Maury, why don't we just get started? Supermicro is a big company. You make a tremendous breadth of products to serve computing environments. What is your role in the embedded system products, and how does that fit in with the themes at SDN NFV World Congress this week?
I think first of all, people understand that Supermicro have a huge investment on the server technology for the cloud infrastructures. But we also realize the edge computing getting more popular and critical if you need to solve the problem together for the industry. So we decide to make the server technology possible in a smaller form factor. And we bring lots of the SoC-based solution to this SDN NFV show. And we also share lots of the opportunity we want to introduce. And I think this is a great opportunity for Supermicro to let the industry understand, except the solution inside data center, edge computing Supermicro also willing to invest a lot with the Intel solution.
That really is a great point, that the solutions at the edge are really leveraging what we've delivered together in data centers and to fuel the growth of the cloud over the last decade. What is different when you look at edge from a infrastructure perspective in terms of, you know, you talked about more efficient platforms, but what really goes into the design that's unique at the edge?
I think probably we can start from the customer pain point. I think at the edge side, customers looking for small footprint because of the installation requirement. And also the low power consumption become very popular ideas for them. But this combination is very difficult because they probably have to use the SoC based, not the server type. So Intel, I think around 2012, launching the Centerton SoC based solution. And there was a time Supermicro stepped in, tried to understand the market demand. At that time, the server and the SoC at the edge side, they bump into each other. But because of the server provider ECC memory features with more core counts, so Supermicro make it smaller. And then this make it possible because data center technology to the field side, you have lots of problems need to solve, such as the thermal and also the performance. So we learn after 7 years right now, we approach this market together with the Intel-based SoC on the Xeon D and also the Demeton. So it's a very great idea, so we like it. And customer also give us very positive feedback because powerful demand about the computing at the edge side is a challenge. So you have to have the strong SoC to deliver to the edge computing. So instead of people using as a gateway, talk about edge computing, from Supermicro perspective, also customer sharing, they believe to help this aggregate computing optimize the workload is a key challenge. If you don't have the server solution at the edge side, you just basically connect the device together only. The intelligence and AI require the server technology to support this idea.
You just took me down a memory lane with Xeon Silverton processors. And of course, we've made some progress in delivering Xeon D with Denver 10. You guys had an announcement this week about how you're utilizing that technology in a Select Solutions. Can you share that?
Intel Select Solution on the UCP, for sure, it's a great opportunity for Supermicro as a hardware company because lots of software vendors are looking for a solutions could be certified first. Everybody want to have the hardware easily to deploy their software on top of that. And for sure, our continued investment on SoC become ideas to make this a platform choice. And Intel Select Solution helps Supermicro to have a messaging to the software partners because it will validate the firmware, hardware, SRLV, and also QAT. Those testing data, we finished. We submit back to Intel. Intel also take a look and review. And this because we passed the test result and then also become a commercial items for the industry. So this Intel Select Solution UCP is a good messaging for Supermicro to the software partners.
That's fantastic. I mean, the focus is really around making something that's been verified to take advantage of all those Intel components that you talked about, whether it's the processor or the QAT technology in this case, but also that it's easy to deploy. Tell me a little bit about the stack that you're using with that solution and what you're demoing here this week.
We are very happy to have a chance to do the live demo with Versa software-defined WAN solutions. And based on this hardware, we choose the Xeon D 8-core version. So that means you are able to do the hyper-threading up to 16 cores. And in this tiny 1U rack mount machines, I have to highlight this depth is only 9.8 inch. It allows you to deploy all the edge side for the retail, for the smart factories and also for the edge computing idea. Most of the time, the SoC-based solutions, they are longer in the rack mount design, but we make it small footprint, one new standard with only 9.8 inch depth. So this allows lots of customers just like a switch type device, but not a switch. Mm-hmm. It got a SoC as a computing inside and also with the software on top of that. And that's the beauty of this part, yeah.
Now, what's interesting about UCPE is how many different devices it really replaces within a customer presence or edge location. Can you tell me about the legacy infrastructure that is currently being used that actually can be delivered through this one UCPE box?
UCPE and also the CPE, actually, they serve the same purpose. But the UCPE was because it's become universal form factor. It's the idea behind because all the function has been virtualized. So you can, through the VNF, the virtual network functions, such as the vRouter, vFirewall, and those kind of features, in the past, you have to dedicate hardware. That's why the CPE form factor in the past. But to make this UCPE possible, hardware is just one row. You got to drive the virtualization on top of that. That's why the Intel Select solution, UCPE plus the software partner, make it become affordable and also very easy for the customers to utilize all the solutions. One of the business case we choose is SD-WAN for the security appliance, but this could be lots of choice on top of this UCPE. So we like this idea because we can stay on our strong footprint at the hardware side and let the software partner join this journey.
That's fantastic. Now, you're leveraging the Xeon D processor as well as Quick Assist technology. Why are those important components for this particular solution?
Every core in this application matters because the software partners, they count on the CPU performance to drive their values. So if you have the QAT, that means you can offload the computing from the CPU. And for the encryption and decryption, QAT have different performance. I think also the QAT is not the first time integrated into the SoC. Actually, the previous generation, C2000, there is already a demo QAT integrated inside, but the performance is 5G. And then this generation on the demo 10, it's up to 20G. Yeah. And also the Xeon D up to 40G, even up to 100. So different configurations, customers and the software partner need to know how to use this QAT technology to offload their CPU loadings. And customer told us they are very happy because in the past, the discrete card, actually, it's another cost factor for them. But because put into the SoC, they solve two problems. First, it's not just about the cost, also about the availabilities. Because in the past, you have to wait for the QAT card. But now when you order a system from Supermicro using Intel SoC solution, the QAT has been embedded inside this chip. And also long availabilities. So lots of beauty and customer really like it. Yeah.
So Maury, I know yesterday was a big day for you. You spoke at the Intel Network Builder Summit. You announced this solution. You also were recognized as part of the Intel Network Builders Winner Circle Leaderboard for the deep engagement with Intel in the Intel Network Builders program. What has the response been from folks at the show and customers back home in this new UCPE solution? And what is next for Supermicro in this space?
I think first of all, we want to say it's really honors. And Supermicro have a strong footprint in the data center, but we also care a lot about the network transformations. So we start to listen to the customers, what things they're expecting for the next generation computing. We choose one example, could be 5G, could be other topics, but all behind, it's about how to solve the computing and latency stuff. So because of this idea, after the UCPE, we pay attention to another possibilities, how to make this small appliance much more powerful and then more flexible. So we immediately encounter two challenges from the field side. Customer tell us, is there a possibility to support two FPGA cards in the 1U appliance and have a front access with a redundant power supply? Our answer is yes. We announced already yesterday. And not just about that. So another customer they're expecting, because of the network transformations, they want to configure their network appliance in a more trendy way. What does that mean? That means it got to be the off-the-shelf solution. People don't want to be the vendor lockdown type. Everybody wants to have the off-the-shelf solution, quick time to the market. So we offer a 1U appliance support up to 37 networking ports. And there's a 4 modules inside. You are allowed to configure it with a 10G performance building because it's all based on the Intel SoC Xeon D solutions. And we also including the EDSFF. It's an enterprise data center small form factor flash. Allow you to use the high I/O bandwidth to drive the virtualization. And we also integrate wireless communication into this 1U appliance. So to us, we look at the UCP in a different way. The more power we put into these machines, the software ideas could be easily deployed and faster to the market. So we're expecting the more opportunity coming back to us.
Supermicro has a breadth of solutions for network transformation beyond UCPE. I'm sure folks online would like to understand the whole portfolio. Where would you send them for more information?
You can visit Intel Select Solution UCPE page. At that page, we have a bunch of the white papers and also about the performance benchmark and also the idea about the product we talk about today.
Well, thanks so much for the collaboration on the solution, and thanks so much for being on the program today.
It's my honor as well. Thank you.